Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, and we are here tonight for our Q&A, bonus Q&A call for the Insulin Resistant Solution Practitioner Training. And I'm here for you tonight to answer any outstanding questions, coach you on any outstanding items you need coaching on, and to just be your support and guidance. One of the things that I would like to do tonight is to go through some of the plans that you guys have put together in terms of how you would like to take this material and move it forward. And I'm going to open it up for questions first, and then we're going to move into sharing what's there. For those of you who did join me, and I see most of you that are on right now did join me for the all-day session. And yeah, all of you were on there. So you had the opportunity to get a template for putting together a coaching program, how you would like to offer this kind of coaching to other people. And there are some creative ways that have been uploaded. So I'm going to start with Beverly.
Heidi, hello.
Hi.
Did you get our template?
I did.
Good.
And we'll go over that. You guys did some good work. It was nice that you all three got together to work on that. That's great.
We're a little tired right now. That was a 7-hour without a break session.
Whoa. Marathon. I'm training you well, eh? No.
We were laughing how we were breaking all the rules sitting there.
Yeah, not getting up and moving, not eating. Yeah, yeah.
Not sleeping, not eating, not taking any breaks.
funny. So do you have any questions, Beverly, at this point? Or do you want to just wait till we go through those?
I'm still feeling a little bit timid about, I keep trying to call back some of the people that have contacted me to help them do some training and teaching, and I don't know why I keep getting scared, and I want to keep pushing through this. I don't want to feel like I'm afraid to take the first step, as I still believe that I've heard you say, and that I've heard you say is like, don't be afraid to take the first step, even if it's not a perfect step.
Right. Take imperfect action. And know that you don't have to be the expert in order to be able to help someone profoundly. You just need to be a few steps ahead of where they are. And you know that you're many steps ahead of where a lot of people are. And those are the people that you want to go and help. You don't want to go and put out a sign and, you know, ask nutritionists and naturopaths to be your patients right now, because you don't maybe feel like you're 3 or 4 steps ahead of them.
Right.
So you want to go with the people that the average person on the street, these people that are asking you. The other thing that will make you feel really comfortable is having a plan. I know you guys worked really hard and you put together a plan, and it was a very specific plan with a very targeted niche. Now I'm going to challenge you to go out and take the work that you did with that and brainstorm very similarly. What are you going to offer to someone who's, you know, Joe in the street that doesn't know how to eat, that's eating sugar, doesn't realize what it's doing to them, that wants to get their blood sugar managed, or is pre-diabetic and doesn't know what to do with it, or is diabetic and doesn't know what to do. You can take the same premise as the way you set that up and just change the language a little bit and change the niche. And there you go. You have a program. And then you'll feel more confident. Because then when they say, how can you help me? You can tell them exactly how you can help them and how much it's going to cost them. And you'll feel much more confident when you have that.
Right. Like you said, you know, I know so much more than almost everybody I ever talked to, with the exception of, you know, like you said, the people in this program, we're all, you know, a lot of us are on that level that have had a lot of formal medical training or nutritional training. And that's another story, but the people that we meet in the health food stores, or, you know, coworkers of relatives or whoever, relatives, friends, they really can benefit so much from us, and we don't need to be giving them university-level lectures.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They don't want university-level lectures. They don't want it. And you know what? You know what? You just have to feel the fear And what am I going to say next?
And then you'll know where to go from there.
No. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be more basic than that. Feel the fear and...
Don't fear the fear.
No, do it anyway.
Do it anyway, right.
Make friends with the fear, the way we've made friends with hunger when we get a little hungry and, you know, usually it's, oh my God, I got to get back and get food. No, feel the fear. Feel it. Okay, this is what I'm afraid of. Okay, you can work through it even. You can say, okay, thank you for being there. You're there to help protect me from, you know, putting my foot in my mouth and being over cocky and then blowing it. You're helping me to be humble yet really honest with people. Yeah. And feel the fear and do it anyway. Acknowledge the fear. Don't tell it to go away. Don't try to hide it. Don't pretend it's not there. Feel the fear and take action anyway.
Yeah, if I had done this closer to finishing my physician assistant program, I would have probably not felt the fear, because at that point I had to teach and I had to get up in front of groups and I had to do, you know, tons of formal kind of lecturing and training. And then, of course, after seeing a lot of patients and walking in with a brand new chart and sitting down with really ill people and it's just me and them, and you know, you had to feel the fear and walk into it anyway. And that's yep. how these people got really helped. And when you walked out of there, you felt like $1 million, because they were so grateful and
yep.
you knew you got them on the right path. You
Absolutely.
Know?
And you can do it again. You can do it again. And here's what I might also suggest to you and anyone else who's on listening now, is the way you got together with Yvette and Darlene, was it? You three?
Yes.
The way you got together, get together again or get together with another group here and get on the phone and practice. Practice. This is what I'm going to go. I met a woman named Mary at the health food store and we talked about whatever. And she was real interested in having me help her do, you know, some change her diet. And so Yvette plays Mary, and you get on the phone and you say, hey, Mary, how you doing? Remember me? My name is Beverly. We met at the store. And you told me you were struggling with keeping your blood sugars managed. And your doctor said if you don't get them under control with your diet, he's going to have to put you on medication. And you don't want to do that. And I'm following up with you because I would really love to help you. And then practice it. And let Yvette play devil's advocate and go back and forth. And then you do the same for Yvette. You guys are going to learn a lot doing it that way.
It's such, and they're baby steps, too. It's so funny how I had so much bravado. It's like, where did all that go? Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm afraid to talk to somebody like this. It's just time makes, you know, being away from it all, I guess, just made me so timid and anxious again, and you're exactly right, and that's fabulous advice. That would be a beautiful way to start becoming comfortable speaking again. I'd love that idea. So,
great.
And we've already planned to get together regularly, and so that's exactly what I want.
Perfect.
To do
with. Perfect. That's a great way to use it. And let me just say, you know, maybe you weren't timid before, but it is different. You had the doctor's office or the hospital, or you had a big credentialing institution behind you.
Right.
You were not standing alone, and now you're going out there and standing alone. And you've got to have that confidence on your own, and that's what makes it tough for Beverly. But I know you can do it, because you've got a really good understanding, you've got a really deep compassion and caring, and that's all. And if somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that's a really great question, and I have a lot of great resources, and I want to make sure I've heard, you know, give you the exact answer I want you to follow. So I'll get back to you with the answer.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
There's so many predicting opinions about a million, you know, you name it, you can find 10 opinions. And I want to look up the thing that would be best for your... to customize for you as my client, and
yep.
Pick
and
that up.
Let
you
me
know,
get back to you.
Go from there.
Yeah, let me get back to you. Yeah, exactly. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Beverly.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have a hand up? I don't see any other hands up. So if you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear them. Let's see what we have here. I have some people here, but I don't see any comments. I cannot hear you. I can hear you. Okay. We don't have any questions, you guys. Everything's perfect. So let's switch gears and let's take a look at the place where all of the cases and plans are uploaded, and we'll go through those. And does anybody need the blank template? The blank template is on the dashboard, drritamarie.com/programs. Click on the insulin resistance program and then go to the go to the place where, let's see, click on insulin resistance program, and then you'll be on the dashboard, and down towards the bottom is where the documents are, and there's one called template for coaching program. Bayari asks, can we send clients to your site to sign up for the transformation stress series? No. I'd like to say yes, but that series is something that we've put a lot of time and money into developing, and we're planning to offer it as a standalone program. So we will be offering it. It'll be very inexpensive. Yes, they can, and we will be getting it set up very soon to be able to do that. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then you can sign up as an affiliate for anyone that you send there. Yes, absolutely. So let me get back to Stacy and find out what it is we need to do to make that accessible, in terms of the logistics, and we'll give you a date when we can have that available. That would be awesome. And what I was going to say is you all, every single one of you, can sign up as an affiliate, and then anytime you send someone to my site for anything, and you're welcome to use all my materials as your guides. You just send people to purchase them, and then you can guide them through it. And you'll get varying percentages depending on what the thing is. If something like that, where it's a fully digital, you get about 40% of the price that we ask. Yeah. Thank you, Bayari. Bayari said it was a great series. I really enjoyed doing it, and I think it's really helpful for people to have that constant reminder. So this is our dashboard. And then if you scroll down on the dashboard, you should see the documents and the document called Design Your Own Coaching Program. That's the template. And if you haven't already opened it or downloaded it, printed it, go ahead and do that. Okay, so I'll start with Beatrice. I really loved Beatrice's approach. Beatrice's idea was to combine this whole process of glucose balancing with what she already does and is passionate about, which is the spiritual end of things and the meditation, mindfulness meditation. She says she's worked mostly in hospitals, but also led support groups for both men and women, teaching through spirituality and metaphysics, including with working with the chakra system, energy medicine. She's a Reiki master, meditations from different religions, inner child work, working with crystals, etc. So really great combination with adding in working with some of the food and the biochemistry as well. She's got a lot of experience with Bach flowers, integrated personality profiles, family-to-family programs. Her idea is to take all that in, and because she's fluent in Spanish, it's her native language, she can do both English or Spanish. So this is a first draft. Basically plans to use assessments and charts to explain, demonstrate, and help people understand what she's proposing. So she'll use, based on what we've learned here, her visit to her endocrinologist last time, which if you were on the Before Be Gone call on Tuesday, you heard what she had to say, that she had some amazing progress. And Beatrice, can you hear me?
Yes.
In your own words, explain what you've put together.
This is what I would like to do with this, Dr. Rita Marie. I plan to go to places where we teach meditation, places like Unity Church, and put up a flyer asking, are you insulin resistant? Do you suffer from diabetes? This is how we can work through it. And I am combining, because of the very specific clientele that I will have, who are spiritual seekers, and I will be combining the program that we went through, basically, not very extreme, but basically, with questions that they might have. How does my life lead to spiritual development? because I use the buckflower remedies, and I have used them myself on myself while I was doing this, I know how good they are, how much they help to open you up. Because I've taught so many people or have led groups, I know the type of questions they might have. Because of my work in hospitals, I see how people say, yes, but the doctor would say this. And I think I can answer it if I see them very scared. Yeah. Tell them, check with your doctor before you do anything, of course. So I think I will be able to do this. Yes. Marie, when I started meditation in El Paso, I ended up teaching to the military at Fort Bliss.
Whoa.
So, and that was a feat.
Yeah.
That was a feat. So if I can do that, I certainly can follow this program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Places where they teach meditation. It's just the way to go about it. And fortunately, by now, I know the language. I know what has to be done because I've been to the Before Be Gone twice already.
Yeah.
So I can guide them through what they have to do, but adding the spiritual aspect of the people who frequent those places and who do meditation are interested in.
Right. Right.
It sounds really weird.
I think it's great. I think it is. I think it's great. You know why? Because a lot of times, and you and I had this discussion a few days ago, a lot of times people who are very spiritual oriented think that they just have to be spiritual oriented and think good thoughts and keep themselves in a meditative state and the body will take care of itself. And that doesn't always happen. You have to tend to the body as well. You can't eat Twinkies and expect...
You have to take care of the body so they will be able to do what they have
exactly
this world to do. So.
Exactly. So you're looking for maybe a four-week program doing one-on-one with people or doing it in small groups?
I'm looking for a four-week program for people who are insulin resistant or who have diabetes, are, let's say, from 40 to... are probably worth the doctor if they're already diabetic.
Right.
Are interested in being able to do whatever they do in their life a little bit better and feel better. And because I have... they can see me. I can show them before and after pictures of losing weight and the such.
Yes, yes.
And I can say, we will use meditation in this. We will use guided imagery. We will use other things that you are used to. Things that they know. And the people who work or who live from that world tend to separate the spiritual from the everyday. And what I'm trying to do is bridge that gap.
Yeah.
Saying the spiritual and the everyday, the spiritual and insulin resistance or spiritual and diabetes, it's all combined because they're combined in you. I was teaching in hospitals in El Paso. I taught diabetic meditation, and I taught people who had heart attack meditation also.
So you're good with that.
And they all said it helped them tremendously, and the numbers, the blood sugar started to go down. What they didn't have was the food inclination that you have, because they were following what the nutritionist tells them is, we well know, is not as good as what you offered.
Absolutely.
So I'm combining those two things.
I think it's awesome, Beatrice. I think it's awesome. What I would recommend that you do then is to use the format that we gave you and
yes.
come up with, you know, how long, how many sessions, what other bonuses, are they going to get handouts? Are you going to...
I thought at first four sessions because it's something new. Yes, I would give them some handouts, basically, the basics and the diet. I don't have to talk about meditation and stress reduction because they would already know about that.
Yeah.
And that could lead to other programs if they're interested in following it deeper.
Yes.
We could go towards that also.
Absolutely. I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. Super. And combining the glucose feeder is a big one. Yeah. So you'll do it. And you want to shoot for how many people in the class? And I'm asking you to be very specific because I want you to be intentional about this.
I want to shoot for 10 people in the class.
Okay. 10 people in the class. And when are you going to announce the class?
I'm going to announce the class and I'm going to say that I need 10 to 15 at the most people in the class because I will be meeting with them once a week. It will be a person-to-person first. And not individual, but with that...
Right, but with the group, yeah.
For 2 hours.
For 2 hours, perfect. So when are you going to announce it?
Next week.
Whoa!
As soon as I'm writing down the flyer and everything, I'm going to start going.
You're a woman of action, girl. I love it. Good luck and keep us posted.
I have to post it. And I'm going
yes,
to get them.
I will. I want you to post the flyer when you're finished with the flyer, and post it to the IRSPT.
I haven't been inspired yet for that. What I write doesn't sound very good, so I keep erasing it. But I want to post it next week.
Post it next week for us to look at. Anybody who's willing to take a look at what she writes and give her feedback, just let her know, and you guys can get in touch and do that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Marie, how long will we have access to the website?
I don't plan to take it down anytime soon.
Thank you. Can we say that we have taken a course with you?
Yes.
We can say that we have taken a practitioner.
Yeah. You're not certified. We'll have a certification thing. I feel very strongly about if I'm going to certify somebody and say they're certified in my stuff, that done a test, and I really feel like you're out there.
Understand.
Yeah, but you can definitely say you've studied with me.
You can say that we took a course, the practitioner course with you.
Yes, you can.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's important. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you. Awesome
Thanks.
Stuff. Awesome work. And I love how you're jumping right on it. So that's perfect. And it's taking imperfect action, right?
Yeah, except that I'm scared of it too, you know, Dr. Rita Marie. I sound very strong about it, but I tremble sometimes when I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We all do. I do too. It may not sound like it, but I do too. We all do. It's just human nature.
And also, I know that everything that's been put up, and I think they're all fantastic, they all can be done. All the programs, they're
absolutely
all doable. They're very good.
Absolutely. These guys were unique in that what they did was they created a program to help people who are on the Before Be Gone program, to help them transition and to clarify what's going on for them. So they called it Beyond Before. And the thing I'll say about this is your niche is really small. So be aware right now, until I get this out to the whole world, your niche is pretty small right now. We've had about 250, 275 people. I don't know the exact number at this point. It's a small niche. So I like what you've done. And I also would encourage you to create something that's more for the general niche, maybe some more of something like Beverly and I talked about earlier in the call, something for local people that you can offer when they say, hey, wow, I've seen you recently and you've lost weight and you look great. Or you're talking to somebody at the grocery store. And I know Yvette does that all the time. She opens up conversations with people at the grocery store. And the next thing you know, she's, you know, coaching them on various nutritional things. So if that's the case for you, then I would recommend that you also do that. But now that you've done this, it's going to be not a problem to just change some languaging and work with it. So let's go through this because I like the way they did this. They took the template. It looks great. And this is the way that you want to have something. If you speak to somebody and say, hey, I'd like to help you, this is how I could help you. If you have a little piece of paper, you know, a couple of pieces of paper stapled together that you can hand them that describes what it is that you can do for them, it's going to make you so much more credible and more likely that they're going to get really excited. Because sometimes just when you speak it to them, they lose it. It's like, oh, it sounds great, but what did she say about that? And is that really valuable? And this is great. So perfect. So the title is Beyond Before. The problem solved is overcoming overwhelm with the Before Be Gone program, providing ongoing support and accountability for the Before Be Gone program, getting more out of the Before Be Gone program, optimizing principles in the five key lifestyle areas, fitness, nutrition, sleep, stress, and timing, and reinforcing new good habits. So great problems that people within Before might be identifying with. And I'm sure those have come from having gone through and said, okay, what could people be feeling at this point? I'm not sure getting more out of the Before Be Gone program is a little vague. You might be able to update that a little bit and say fully utilizing all of the resources in the Before Be Gone program. It might be a little bit more juicy way to say it. Reinforcing new good habits. So the target audience, of course, is the Before Be Gone participants. If we're looking at this and you're looking at making this a general program where you're helping somebody overcome their insulin resistance, or helping someone with diabetes, or just somebody who you meet is overweight. They have no idea that they have insulin resistance or pre-diabetic because they've never been told. The numbers on their labs don't yet show it, but you can tell by looking at them, and you should be able to really well but tell by looking at people and speaking to them that, oh, they probably have some insulin resistance going on. You can especially tell when you watch what they put in their shopping cart. That's a real big clue as to what's going on in their bodies, because typically you'll see a lot of stuff in their shopping cart that you know better than putting there. I remember when my son, who's now 18, was 3, and we were shopping in the grocery store, and he was sitting in the little cart. And so the way that that's situated, he was looking into the cart of the woman behind him, and he was staring at her food and staring at her food. And he looked up at her and looked her right in the eye and said, "Lady, you shouldn't eat that stuff." And she like looked at him and said, which stuff shouldn't I eat? And he looked around and he looked through her cart, and you could see him just looking, and he goes, "None of it. Oh, wait, I saw an apple. There's an apple down there. You can eat the apple, but the rest of it you shouldn't eat." And she was floored. But, you know, here was a 3-year-old that picked that up. If you start really observing what you see people doing and you just start a conversation with people, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at where that can go. And then if you have a card, or you say, "You know, I'd really love to talk to you," don't try to sell them a program or to get them to say, "Yeah, I want to coach with you," right up front. You say, "Give me a call, or give me your number. I'll give you a call. I'd love to share with you how I can help you to enforce good habits. And, oh, I hear you're struggling with diet programs that don't work, or you can't stick with it. You don't stay motivated long enough. Here, this is how I can help you. Let's just chat about it." And then you chat about it, you find out a little bit more, and then you say, "You know, I really think this program would be great for you." You tell them what it is, and you go from there. You could fax a copy to them. You can give it to them. You can set up a time. You could set up an in-person time to speak with them instead of on the phone. And that way you can just share with them what's in your program. The benefits and results. This is really important when we're talking to people. They don't care that there's 4 calls and 3 workbooks and 25 recordings or whatever. What they care about is what results are they going to get. So create your vision of the vibrant health life you want. Revitalize all your body systems. Be a little bit careful of using the word "all," because it's almost like it's hypey. All. But if you say revitalize your body systems, it's different. Just a simple taking out that word "all." Repair your metabolism, refuel your energy tank, rekindle your passion, recharge your life. And I would say connect you with the natural healing power of whole fresh foods, or enjoy the natural healing power of whole fresh foods. This language sounds very familiar, I'm sure. Okay, so the format is one-on-one, small group. So that you would offer either a one-on-one program by phone or Skype with limited email access, or small groups. So what you want is, if there's 2 different things here, is you have a sheet like this that describes each of them separately, because it's going to be confusing. Like small groups, you're going to have to get a group together. So it's easier to start with one-on-one because you only have to get 1 person together. So think about that. Time frame, it's 1 month, 2 month, or 3 month. Number of sessions, they're weekly sessions, so 4, 8, or 12, depending on the length. And then additional elements. I'm assuming these other things are things that you can come up with if you have some guided meditations that you've done on your own. Okay, so talk to me. One of you, tell me what you had in mind with guided meditation and music recording. Is that something you already have or something you need to create?
That's Darlene.
Okay.
I have not created it yet, but my son just graduated with his master's in music composition, and he was wanting to do the music and then have me, you know, speak the guided meditation. So he was interested in doing that with me. That's why we put that down last night.
Fantastic. So what kind of time frame do you think you could have that in there? You could have that done?
You know, we were talking about it, and possibly by the end of June.
Okay. Okay. And is that when you want to start getting...
when I say have it done, I was thinking, you know, like between 5 and 10 of them.
Oh, okay. What I would say is if you've got something that's that labor intensive that you're using, that you either have to say, you go ahead and start offering this program, but you'd have to put in parentheses that this is coming soon. That it's not, they're not going to get that immediately, but that's fine. I do that a lot with bonuses, with extra bonuses. So I would list them as bonuses. Bonus coming soon, you know, guided meditation. And then additional recipe guides. Tell me about that one.
Well, we kind of just thought that we would like to share some of our favorite recipes that we've developed on our own, mm-hmm. and offer that also if they were willing to sign up for a program, kind of like a bonus. That's what I had in mind.
Yeah, that's great.
Or, see, I think that what we thought would be happening was that we would be the reason we called Team Beyond Before was that we thought we would be working more along the lines of helping with some of your clients mm-hmm. in the group.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking people who have already been?
That's not the only thing I had in mind. Really, as I had been saying last night, I want to take my sessions to many different arenas, like my local adult school. I want to do some teaching there, one-on-one in people's homes, and as you know, as well in my own kitchen, and in groups at others' homes as well, with people that they may want to bring on board and take this. And in that case, when people would sign up, I'd like to be able to take a recipe booklet that I've put together that I can share.
Sure.
When I go to provide the information to the people who've already, you know, who paid, have made the commitment to sign up for a program with me.
So what I would encourage each of you to do is to take this, which is beautifully done, is to create something that's a standalone, that doesn't rely on a person having been through my program, because you are limited to the number of people, right? So if I had 250 people so far have gone through this program, a lot start, but not as many finish. So maybe 150 have finished. And maybe of those 150, 75 of them are perfectly happy with the results and don't need help. And the other 75, maybe they do. So you're limiting down your potential audience. I think this is awesome, and I want to talk to you guys further about that, and that has been my intent with getting, with training you guys as practitioners in this, is to be able to offer, maybe for the next Before Be Gone program, something that would be adjunctive that they could sign up with as an extra support. So we can always have a conversation about that offline. But I would encourage you to take all the great work you did here and then say, okay, make it something that you could next week offer somebody.
Right. Because that's what I had in mind, to do it right away. In fact, I was even going to call this one woman I have to right after the call tonight. So
great. Perfect. Yay. That's what I call taking action. Way to go. Way to go. So you can take this and just kind of rearrange the language so it doesn't rely on the before, that you'll be giving them some guidance, kind of like Beatrice said. Yeah, she'll give them some, you know, some handouts and some recipes and some ideas of how to go. With you, I know you've been talking about going to their home and actually doing some food prep demos and showing them what they should eat as opposed to just a list of what they can't eat, which is awesome. So this is great. And some of these other things, the natural skincare document, is that somebody who's got that one?
That was just something that I love. I've always had an affinity to beauty and skincare regimens and products, and since becoming interested in eating in a much more holistic way, I'd like to maybe eventually add something to my recipe book that would show people how to have fun in the kitchen with making beauty products and doing beauty treats, and add that in.
Nice.
I have a library full of books. A 10.5-foot ceiling times probably 16 feet of books.
My.
You know, next to each other of every imaginable. And I saw a lot of the same books on your shelf the day that I could see you on your mic. Wow, it looks familiar. And, you know, aromatherapy and how to do, put together different kinds of masks and depending on skin issues. And there's so much fun that can be had in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great. And you know what is important on a lot of these things is when you're working with people like that is, you know, it doesn't have to be a 200-page book. It can be a 10-page handout, something that's so simple that they could actually do it without having to say, oh, I have to read this 250-page book first.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I had in mind. Because we obviously don't have, I don't have a publisher at this point and somebody to go through and help me, you know, editing and putting the whole thing together. I've never written a formal book to have put together. Handout in the past.
Yeah. And Taking Perfect Action. My first ebook was a copy of a handout that I did for a class. I taught a class on how to make a healthy Thanksgiving feast. It was an all raw Thanksgiving feast. I had like a 20-page thing of recipes and little, you know, tips and tricks and a shopping list. And I decided I should make that into an ebook. And I sloppily made the cover because I didn't know how to make. I'm not a graphics person. I did it in Word, put a picture of a feast on the front cover, and put it out there, and then just put out an email and said, "Hey, I got this book," and it was so exciting that, oh, I think I charged $10 or $12 or something for it, and it was so exciting to send out the email and watch people start to buy it. So it doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be, and people are excited by it. It has to be useful. It has to be useful.
And there are publishers that will publish for relatively low cost, small books for people like us interested in doing.
Oh, there's self-publish. Create Space through Amazon.com. And there's no charge for it. You just pay on demand, and they'll ship the books for you.
You
upload a PDF, so you create your document, and we'll talk more about this when we do a class on how to actually do all this stuff, but you actually create a Word file, you turn it into a PDF, you upload it to their site, and you fill out the forms and everything, and they'll turn it into a book for you.
No charge?
You pay when they ship the books out. So if you want to order, you have to order a proof copy, so you pay them whatever the cost is for the book. And if you want to have a bunch of them to hand out to people, you pay for, so say you want 10 of them and they cost $5 each, you pay them $50, they give you 10 books.
Oh.
Yeah, and they can also put it on Amazon and sell it for you. So there's a lot of cool options I can share as we go along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. I'd love to read that.
Yeah. Just go to createspace.com and you'll learn about it.
Createspace.com. Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to get books published. And even if you don't put them on Amazon, if you say, it's not good quality, I'm not going to do that. You just use them as your publisher and you pay the whatever, $5 a book.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
So what else do we have? The process. So first thing you're going to do is assess. You're going to evaluate your progress on the B4 program to identify areas needing further improvement and help you overcome obstacles. Great. Then enhance, enrich your experience with the B4 program materials by teaching you to customize the program. That's great because that's what people need a lot more of. And then motivate, provide inspiration to keep the momentum for making healthy decisions and reinforcing new habits on your wellness path. And then support and applaud your commitment to change and progress made and provide personalized coaching to optimize your results. Perfect. And then synergize, help to pull together the tools and techniques of key lifestyle areas. It's great. It sounds awesome. And that language, that same language, can be just tailored a little bit. So if it's the woman you met on the street, right, and this is who you want to appeal to, these people who just really are clueless, you'd say evaluate your current state of health and lifestyle habits and I'm not coming up with the right languaging, but basically you want to be identifying what habits they have now that are supporting them, what habits they have now that are obstacles, and what are their goals. So that would be their assess. And then the enhance would be, maybe you use a slightly different word, but basically...
You have to tailor it to your audience.
Yeah, yeah. That might be the educational piece. Educate instead of enhance, because they've already had... before, you're thinking they already had that. But within this, you might say educate. And then that's where you would say, you know, share... recipes and lifestyle tips and help you to make appropriate changes in your life. Motivate, support are good. Synergize might be, maybe change that one a little bit, but you can easily change the language of this to make it a standalone program. And then you have pricing, which is perfect. That's perfect. And you're giving people incentive to do 3 months versus 1 month at a time. Right? So that it's ideal. Yeah. Just those few changes. Does anybody else have any comments?
We'd love to hear any.
I just wanted to say that I think they did a great job and they thought it through very well.
Yep. I think so
too. And like you said, it could be very easily changed for different audiences.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good job, guys. Really, really good job.
Really. They worked hard on it. It shows.
It's obvious. Yes. It's obvious. It's awesome. And you too. So, and anybody have any comments, questions for Beatrice about her ideas? Please raise your hand.
I'll take all the questions and any comments.
I actually put a comment, I wrote a question in the comment or question box to you, Beatrice. I'm in Napa and I have a lot, and by the way, yours was beautiful. Oh my gosh, I was so impressed with the work you did on this program. I really like it. And there's absolutely no doubt you'll be a major success with that.
I wish I knew that. I knew that. You know?
I could be your first client. I love box flower remedies and all the things that you like to employ. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way for healing.
I just didn't bring in everything that I use, but the box flower remedies have helped me for years.
I have a ton of them, and I don't use them, and I need to get comfortable and learn more about them because they're not doing any good sitting in a box or a bag near me.
No, if you put your email there, I'll send you very easy instructions, and you can get on it right away. They really are easy to use.
Oh, certainly. I would love that. And I'm here in Napa where there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people, and... But I live in Napa where there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people, and I have one woman who wants to help me. I kind of helped teach a raw food class at an adult school, and I wasn't the major teacher. I was just assisting I got to be friends with the teachers, a married couple, and I brought some of my equipment in and was kind of just giving them, kind of being a backup for them. And I got approached after class by some of other students that wanted to know if I would be willing to help them. And one of them is a very nice Spanish-speaking woman that very thick accent. And I think that sometimes, I want to make sure that I'm able to connect with her. I feel very close to her. She's a really sweet woman. But I want to make sure that, you know, I would have a place if I had to, like, call and say, you know what, Beatrice, do you know, like what she means? Like, if she has something that stumps me in terms
Whatever I can help you with, I would love to.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And I
find out what country she's from, and then we'll find out what she's used to eating, and that will go towards a long way towards everything.
That would be fantastic. Because she just comes up to me and goes, oh, my God, you're so... She floods me with compliments on my looks, and she's got such a beautiful soul. She just needs to lose a few pounds, and I know she would be gorgeous as well. And she's just beautiful. She's
great.
A beautiful person.
So I recommend that you guys exchange contact information, and you can.
I put my information up on the forum today.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
perfect.
I can do that.
So you guys get in touch and see how you can help each other.
Forum.
Several people.
By the way, in Latin America, we use a lot of fruit for face masks also.
Right.
So, and for beauty, we go towards that, okay?
Plantains, right? Plátanos.
Plantains are the big ones that are not really plátanos, and Cubans and Central Americans fry them. They're delicious, but they're fried.
I know. I had them. I lived in Panama for 4 years. So, yeah, what's in that?
You know what it is, yes.
Sounds wonderful, Beatrice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations. I'd love to help you in anything I can.
Yeah, and fantastic. Same here. I would love to be of any assistance that I can right back to you, too, Beatrice. So.
Thank you.
This is Biaris. I spent a lot of time looking around, going around some clinics to explore all different possibilities of where I can give sessions. Fantastic. I do renting or leasing a room, buying, moving house so we can I can work from home, etc. I want to make it feel real without financial stress to make the figures for offering these sessions really work. And I haven't found a perfect solution yet. At moment, planning to start with option of trying to convert our internal garage into a practitioner room, probably the cheapest, most practical option. And yeah, just to let you know, I have a room. It's where I'm working from right now. It's upstairs in my house. The downstairs is where the living areas are and my bedroom. The upstairs is where my son's rooms are. And then there's an open loft area and it doesn't even have a door. And this is where I did all my stuff. And I would put room dividers up to block off the open area of the balcony and see people in here. And so it doesn't have to be anything super fancy. It just wants to be something that's inviting and comfortable as you invite people in. So title of the program, don't know yet. So we'll read through and see if we can come up with ideas to help you. The problem solved is support on a face-to-face, one-on-one basis, anyone here doing before program. So client can either do online before with me as an additional support, or I will take them through the program one by one. So they will have to go and sign up for the before program. And that's another option for you guys I didn't think of. So you can encourage them to go and sign up for the before be gone, which will be available as a self-study. And then you can take them through the program one-on-one. That would be fantastic. That's fantastic. I like the way that's worded. And for you guys, Beverly and Yvette and Darlene, that could be a way to go with that as well. So you basically, you talk to somebody and you send them to the Before Be Gone to sign up for the support, the materials, etc. Great idea. So the target audience is people like me, women in their 40s and 50s who want to have more energy, feel fitter, lose midriff bulge, feel more able to cope and have a clearer head. Anybody who feels burned out, people who think they're doing everything right and can't understand why they don't feel better. That's awesome, Biari, because it's very targeted. You've got a female in their 40s and 50s and then specific desires that they have. The more narrow you hone in on your niche and your audience, the wider, the more people you're going to get signing up. So the benefits, feel more able to cope, feel healthier, fitter, lose weight if desired. Instead of lose weight if desired, it would be achieve and maintain optimal weight. How does that sound?
Okay. And I can say lose weight, I drop weight as well. Achieve and maintain
optimal weight. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
And then energy, feeling good in themselves and feel empowered to know how to help their own health, mind, and body. That's really great. So empowered to know how to take care of. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And feeling good in themselves. Yeah. Maybe good. Maybe even replace that with confident. Love how they look. Love how they feel. Maybe be a little bit good. Is one of those words that don't really inspire a lot of emotion. And when you're describing your benefits, yeah, you want it to really hit an emotional chord with people.
Okay.
So just so that fitter, healthier. Yeah. And think about some of these. They're all good. They're all great. Don't get me wrong. But as you read through it, just think in terms of how can I make these, when I describe these, how can I make them sound really juicy to people? So it tugs at a heartstring. Says, yeah, I want that. Yeah, I want that. Because if you do that and you're describing benefits, by the time it comes down to actually what it is, they could care less. They just want to sign up. Because that's, if you're going to give me this, I want it.
Yeah.
So format of delivery, one-on-one, first sessions in person, additional by phone and email. Great. That's perfect. Time frame of delivery, 3 months, with the option is end to negotiate longer if appropriate. Perfect. Number of sessions.
Marie?
Yes.
Will you be able to see her template?
It's up on the screen. Oh, shoot.
We haven't been able to see it.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Now you can see it. I paused it when I was going back and forth, so I'll have it up here. And it's on. It's also on the documents area, so you can look at it there too. So I'll just scroll it down to here.
Thank you. It's there now.
Oh, good. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So the first session is an hour and a half, and ideally the client provides their diet diary before the first session. That's really ideal, because if you can look at that and you can give them just a few tips to be able to make some changes that are going to make a difference, you've got them. And then 45 to 60 minute sessions. In the first month, it's once a week. And you'll ask the client to email you from time to time, one day sample of diet and timing, one of the B4 tracking sheets so you can keep track of them and find a way to keep in touch. Yeah, the frequent touches are great, even if it's just an email a couple of times a week. And getting their diet stuff and their tracking frequently at the beginning is really important, because sometimes they can go too far astray without checking in. And if you can find them starting to go astray and you can correct it, kind of like I talked about the other night on the before call, the course correction with the ship, you know, if you catch it before it goes too far off course, you can get it on course and it's not going to go too far. But if you have a ship going to England and it gets going too far down, it ends up in Africa before you can correct. So you want to correct it so it's still on its way to England. So let's see, the second and third month, once a week. In person, most likely, or fortnightly, depending on client. If fortnightly, can ring for consultation on week, not in person. So I'm a little confused, because I thought you said the first session was in person and then afterwards it was on the phone.
What I was trying to do was leave it a little bit flexible if the person isn't able to come every week. So ideally I'd like them to come every week in person. But if they find that difficult, like if they don't live close to me or there's some problem with it, I wanted to leave it open that rather than not having that contact with them, there was another option for them as well. But ideally I'd like them to person.
Okay, perfect. So really it's once a week in person ideal. The first one needs to be in person. And then after that, if they can't make some in person, then you'll have them do it on the phone.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, this is great. Additional elements, a typed sheet of resources in Australia, which USA vitamin suppliers will send to Australia, explaining Australian BG number. Oh, blood glucose numbers are different to US, and if they have access to B4 recipes, butternut squash equals butternut pumpkin. That's great, and I know that you Australian guys ladies have started a forum and shared a lot of this information, so that's really great. So you're going to give them a lot of really good ways to locally be able to get things, and then if you can source certain things, you can have some of those for them to buy. That's great. That's great. And give away some free things to take home. So
yeah, I like that idea.
What are the free things you might be giving them to take home?
Maybe bits of food or things that they haven't tried before, like just to give them a taste of things.
Yeah.
So that it's not totally foreign, and to get them started so that they don't feel overwhelmed at the beginning, that they don't know what these foods are and they have to go out and get them all. And
yes.
Just something to inspire them, something useful. It might be different for each person, but something that's not going to cost me too much money.
Right. Right. I think it's awesome, because that's something that I used to do all the time. And I would say, oh, I want you to try this. Here, this is what a cashew looks like. This is what it tastes like. Try this. Oh, I made some cashew cream. Here, try this. So that's a great way to really get people engaged and doing the program. That's awesome. You have your little water distiller. Encourage them to keep drinking during the session. That's awesome. Equipment on hand to demonstrate, like Vitamix. That's awesome, too. I've done that, too. Take people in the kitchen and show them how to make a smoothie if they've never done it before. That's awesome. And then flower essences and aromatherapy sprays as additional support if desired. This is great. So the process is going to be case history and assess, explain the B4 program, motivation, remind them why this, and remind them their goals.
I missed the part out, so I should have put set their goals at the beginning.
Set their goals, right, exactly. Yeah. And that's really helpful when you do that with them in person. I mean, you could have them write stuff up if they want to and bring that in, but it really helps to, like, face-to-face look at them and say, what's really important to you? Is that really important to you? And it really, really is very helpful. You're going to be there for support, tracking progress, and available for questions, structure, and not limited to phone and email. Not unlimited phone and email. So you're going to give some structure. They have a certain number of times that they could call. That's great.
Yeah. Otherwise, I could end up...
you'll never get off the phone.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you my experience with that. When I used to see people mostly at home, I would not do programs. I would just sign them up and they would be one shot at a time. When I leave, they would call me multiple times that first week. Even though they hadn't paid for a program, they just paid for that one time. So I started to do programs, and I started to make it really clear. This program includes this many contacts. This program includes unlimited. And when I first did the unlimited, it was a test, and it's only on the highest-end programs. But what I found was when it was laid out like that, people did not, they didn't go over it. Oh, this is a half-an-hour call. And they would be going, oh, it's almost our half hour. Let me ask you one more question and then we'll be done. Versus when they were here and it was just more that pay as you go, they would just really try to stretch it. So it's just interesting. And you start with wherever you're comfortable and you just watch what happens. And it's pretty phenomenal. And if you say, yeah, you can call me once a week in between calls, or you can email me once or twice a week in between our sessions. And that's really setting boundaries and they know what to expect. So I think that's awesome. Yeah. So a free introductory session to inform the client and draw interest. Yes. And when we go through when I put together this year long program, I have a session all about how to help people to really say yes during those calls. First, may give some sessions for free to get experience and may ask for testimonials. Tell me what you mean by that. Do you mean like a whole program or?
I guess that's because on the Saturday intensive, I was talking with one of our other colleagues here and she was thinking of doing that for herself. And I thought, oh, actually, that might be a good idea. So it's kind of, I guess I've taken someone else's idea though, which is maybe why it's not so clear. I don't know, actually.
You want me to tell, can I give you my opinion on free sessions?
Yeah,
I would say you do one, right? And it's really clear that it's a get-to-know-you session to see how I can help you, and you'll walk away with one or two really good action steps that you can take. And then from at that call, you explain to them what I've got going. I have, you know, a 3-month program and it includes this, this, that, and the other thing. And this is how much it costs.
Yeah.
Because if you start to do the first session is this, and then the following session is that, you're going to be back in the place where I was back then, is that they're going to want to call in between and you're not getting paid for those. And your time is valuable and you need to be paid for it. So you build that, you bundle that into the program.
Okay.
And then come up with it. If 3 months is a little scary because you're afraid to ask for that much money up front, start with a 1 month and then it's renewable at the end of the 1 month. Or start with a 6-week. Yeah. 6-week would probably be better than 1 month. Just because if they're going through the Before Be Gone program, it's the 30-day process. So, you know, 2 months is probably better. But it depends on how you offer it. But I would say, don't get in the habit of doing these one-on-one, one session. You can, if their person is really short on money and you want to set up a payment plan, you can do that. But then it's really, they're committing to that month. And they don't go 2 weeks and then they say, oh, I can't make next week. And then they come in 3 weeks and they haven't made any progress. Because you want to give them what you think they need. And it's obvious that you think they need the once a week, which makes total sense. And then maybe an email or a touch in between. So you build that in. Or maybe you build it in so that the first month is once a week and then the others are every other week. But I would, I just tighten this piece up a bit is what I would say. And you can reload it
maybe
up.
Maybe get them to commit or sign a contract. That's another thing I was going to ask you, but they don't have to pay everything at the beginning, like have a payment plan. And yeah.
Okay. And I would make the first one more, you know, because the first one is a longer session, but I would make it say it's going to cost $500. I'm just throwing that number out there.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a 6-week, 8-week program, whatever that divides out to be over 8 weeks, you don't just let them pay it that way. You'd say it's a this much deposit followed by this much every week or once a month or whatever. So make sure you cover.
I think what I wrote was confusing. When I said at first, maybe it's in seconds to prove to get experience and after testimonials, what I meant was like, have a friend who did all the seconds for free just to get myself moving and work on my documents. And
yeah.
That was quite confusing, actually.
Yes.
The way that I wrote that.
Doing it with a friend, I would say absolutely. Somebody that you trust to give you good feedback. Okay?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, because then you get practice, you feel confident, they can tell you, wow, that's, you're going to charge how much? Wow, that's a great value. And then you know, and then they can write you a testimonial. Yep, absolutely agree with that. That's totally great. Just don't go out and start doing free sessions with people you don't know. Just because you don't think you have the experience. You know way more than them. You already have enough information to be extremely valuable to them. Okay?
All right.
This is great. Yeah. I'm glad you guys put these up. I will get back to you. I'm going to do another bonus call. And I want to be able to give you guys, anybody who hasn't worked on their session, time to work together or just have a little breakout sessions and then share with you information about the program that I've got coming up. You may have heard me mention on the call the other night, the before call, that there's a 9-month program for the end user clientele to go through for balancing all of their systems. The practitioner program will include that program, going through that program, as well as breakout sessions for learning how to do it and way more than that. And we'll probably be doing it with a number of those Saturday or weekend type longer sessions. And then a lot more interaction and getting you guys working together. So it'll be a really, really valuable program in taking you through the whole process. And it'll be great if you start to get your feet wet and do this because you can come to the calls. There'll be a lot of masterminding and coaching calls with, hey, I did this and this is what happened and how could I do it better and how can I improve it and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be really getting you moving in the direction of having your very lucrative and very helpful practices going. So I am going to sign off now. And if anybody has questions, post them to the forum. Congratulations to all of you for creating some really wonderful stuff and for sharing so freely and so generously with each other. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I commend you and I look forward to more interaction. You all take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.